Come on. Are you ready? Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Do you put on an accent when you call
him? No, I don't call. I'll order
over. Can you imagine, Mahoney? Hello.
Dave and Mahoney.
See, I thought you were saying that you put on an accent so that they don't detect your whiteness.
No, I order over the app.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, this is one of those salt meat wound moments. Officers in New Jersey responded to a report of a struck pedestrian, and they found that the victim and the driver were the same person.
How does that happen? Is this like one of those like riddles that you need to figure out if you have an IQ over 160?
This is definitely a riddle that this 61-year-old woman figured out. She was trying to get out of her car, 2014 Lincoln, and she had not put the vehicle in park and it started to roll. She tried to stop the car, fell out of it, and it rolled over her body.
She all right?
No, she died. She's fine.
Dave, I just called her an idiot. You can't follow with it.
She's a dead idiot. No, she's fine. The Lincoln rolled further and then hit a parked car and then came to a complete stop.
Why do I have to say, awesome. This Lincoln? What am I going to name the car?
Right? Was it a Continental?
If she would have died, would that have been literally ghost riding the whip?
Yeah, it sure would have. Police later found out through a summons for the woman, they issued one rather, because the vehicle was unregistered too. So you run yourself over in your unregistered car and you get into an accident.
To be fair,
plus
though.
Plus hurt yourself in a pretty significant way.
If I was her lawyer, and I fancy myself a lawyer at times.
I see.
At times.
You always thought that maybe you were going to be a lawyer, but then you realized it took too much reading, I think is what you said.
Too much schooling.
Yeah.
Too much learning. Jason Mahoney, DDS Esquire, the third.
You're a dentist?
Yeah. But if I was her lawyer, I'd be like, well, she wasn't driving the car.
True.
Yeah, I mean.
Who was?
Who was behind the wheel?
Who was behind
the wheel? She was behind the tires. Can we add Jesus as a dependent to our insurance?
Some good news today as well. 4-day weeks at school are catching on. Is that good news?
I don't think this is good news unless the work thing follows.
It's good news if you're a kid. It's not a good thing if you're a parent and you have to go to work.
Childcare.
Yeah, now you have to pay for childcare or your kid's just going to be rogue.
Or just like, I know that we're sitting here thinking about finances. What about educational purposes?
Well, you can, there's a lot of time that's wasted. We all know.
Listen, I really valued going to school and seeing my teachers not wanting to teach me on certain days, aka the days they were hungover and went out because they were all young, doing Thirsty Thursdays.
We never realized that. We never realized that when they would roll that movie in on the wheels on Friday mornings.
The science guy taught me every Friday.
Yeah, it's because they went out and got hammered at happy hour because they were all young 20-somethings.
No one parties harder than teachers and nurses.
Pilots and flight attendants.
That's the top three.
It's like all these people who have very important jobs.
I don't know. My
lives are in their hands.
My sister-in-law is a surgeon, and like surgeons go nuts.
Nurses, doctors,
when
all
you're around
that
like
the
serious stuff all day, every day, you're like, I'm gonna let loose hard. And then you have a hungover surgeon. You're like, great.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, you're just so cute. You and your boyfriend have been together for, well, we know that you met almost a year ago because you're being, I don't want to call it a little over the top with this, but tell us what's going on.
Okay, so here's the thing. I love love. I love romantic movies. I love watching people. Literally yesterday, I looked over at my boyfriend and there was a couple who was out on a date. And I was like, look at them. They're so cute.
Really?
Yeah, like I love just seeing people in the throes of it.
What about if they're making out in public? What do you think about that, Audrey?
I don't mind it. I don't watch.
I feel like PDA, excessive PDA is gross.
Will tase you. That is unnecessary.
Like, stop your tongue in your mouth.
You know, it's funny because making out in public is less egregious than seeing somebody in the line at like an amusement park and they're doing that weird like hand-holdy like.
Oh, if you're over the age of 18 and you're doing that in a like at a like an amusement park,
that's more annoying to me.
Oh, dude, I feel like you need to be put on a terrorist watch list.
Yeah, stop dry humping your girlfriend. There's kids around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You creep.
That at an amusement park,
also,
way worse.
That's just, in blue jeans. Really?
You're going to chafe.
Stop. Yeah.
So anyway, so Audrey, you love love, and we I get it. Love. And you're all in love with your boyfriend.
So we've met on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, yeah.
Is where we met. I mean, like, nothing official. Like, we were literally at a dinner with friends of friends and just met in passing.
But you remember the day that you met.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's dramatic if we celebrate the year of meat, the year of met.
Why are you calling it the year of meat?
Is that with an A?
Yes. No. So I just don't know because our actual anniversary, there was no, I mean, he's 36. I'm 31. There was no like, will you be my girlfriend?
So you guys don't, you never had like the talk? Because I remember the
you
day.
You gotta have a talk.
I remember the day.
Are you
that
sure you're even dating? If you haven't had that talk?
So I feel like it was.
Because I mean.
So for me, like I met my wife, I remember the day. It was June 1st of 2013.
Yeah.
And I remember that I specifically had the talk because I'm like, she is way out of my league. So I gotta lock this up. But we had the talk, but I don't remember what day that was. So
October 8th, 2012.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, 2011.
Okay.
Was the talk day, not the meet day.
That was the girlfriend and explicit conversation because, you know, as a guy, you know, you don't want people to think, like, to wonder. So yeah. I was like, I'm...
No, I know what I want.
Black and white.
You.
Yes.
Okay,
no
well,
gray.
We had that conversation, but it was different, I feel like, because, you know, whenever we were having these conversations, you know, it was him telling me, you know, I'm not seeing anybody else. I want to exclusively only be
that's
seeing
the conversation. That's the conversation.
But
that's the
it
conversation.
Wasn't like, will you be my girlfriend? Because we were still like in the
thing.
Dating.
I mean,
but
you didn't like pass a note and circle yes or no.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. There is no, when as you get older, there's no like, will you be my girlfriend? No. It's just,
there's the implicit, exclusive, yeah. I'm but not I, having any sort of contact or whatever with anybody else.
But right. I also, before we went on the first date, was like, before we even go on this first date, you're not going to, like, there's no, I'm not going to be embarrassed by the end of this. Like, I don't want to, like, know that, like, there's, like, another date happening right after my date. Right. You know, like, yeah. If I'm giving you the attention, yeah. I would like the respect back.
So, you guys are thinking about, what, celebrating the day that you met?
So, I'm asking the group here, Dave Mahoney, is that dramatic, or should I wait till our first date, which was the 25th?
Wait till the 25th. My wife and I don't even celebrate our marriage. Or wedding anniversary.
What?
June 8th. We don't celebrate it because the October 8th is a more important date for us than our wedding
for
date.
When you guys became
because we
exclusive.
Were, I mean, we also dated for 8 years before we got married.
You really sandbagged that one.
Yeah. So it's like when people are like, how long have you been married? She's like, 12 years.
Yeah, we've been together for 12 years.
Yeah. She's like, she's like, I get credit for that time served.
Because it was not easy. That was intense labor.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the stupidest thing someone has become famous for? I'm going to say that Dr. Phil chick, you know, the one who put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
Message deleted.
I don't feel that bad, or I don't feel like that's the stupidest thing ever. I mean, I do think that's a mistake that could happen.
And I don't even know if she got famous or became a celebrity.
What's her name? Yeah, you don't know what her name is.
She had 10 seconds.
Yeah, but I mean, Dr. Phil has unearthed some real turds. As far
Bad Baby, what's her name?
Danielle.
Cash Me Outside.
That's one of the dumbest.
Yeah.
Because she's famous, was famous for Cash Me Outside. That became a monstrous meme, video clips.
By the way, if you want to feel awful about yourself today, she is a millionaire now.
Multi-millionaire.
From OnlyFans.
Yes. Yes.
No, yeah. And her rap career.
I
and
was
her
gonna amazing say, rap career. I enjoy a song or two.
Oh,
you do are
not.
A trash
oh,
box.
I hate you.
God.
I have to close my eyes. Don't look this way.
Oh, God.
You're judging.
I'm like a child. It's like when they close their eyes. You can't see me. I can't see you. We can't see each other. I did not say that.
No.
Sorry.
I see you, and you disgust me.
Okay. Please leave a message after the tone.
If you had a third nipple, where would you want it to be?
Message.
I mean, if you have a third nipple, it's going to be below one of your other nipples. That's how it works. It's like
I don't think I want two nipples on one.
When our body does weird stuff, you know, or, you know, a genome or something gets crossed, Like,
They line up like dog nipples. Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Man, is there anyone out there? I mean, because we've heard about third nipples. That's a fairly common thing. But is there anyone out there that's got like a whole row of nips?
833-YO-DUMMY. Please tell us about your row of nipples.
Leave us a voicemail or send us a text message or a picture. I would love to see a whole row of nipples.
I don't think anybody was. I think it's a pretty rare deformity.
Is it
what
possible
if you
to
implanted
have
them?
Like nine nipples? You know?
I mean, I bet there's somebody who's into like weird furry cat play or something like that.
No, can't be implanted, can't be fake, can't be tattooed on.
We're not going to get any photos on that, Dave. Don't get your hopes up.
Also, why are you trying to exploit?
I'm not trying
nipples?
To exploit them. I'm trying to celebrate them.
I
leave a message after the tone.
You what?
I wouldn't mind an extra toe.
An extra toe?
Gross.
For what?
A little bit more stability.
Oh, God. I hate that image, seriously.
Why?
Because I have seen your feet, man, and you
my
don't need another
fine.
Toe.
I mean, I do kind of have like a six toe coming out of my big toe with that bunion.
Dude.
Oh, God. But when I they had to shave that thing down,
stop.
Man.
But they when no, they barf. Outlawed the cheese grater at I, some of those foot places.
I got one who brought one out on me the other day.
Oh,
and
she
I was
trusts
like,
you. She's like,
I was
she's...
like, you and me are going to have a lovely relationship. See, because you break the law.
No, you know.
I, too, also have broken the law.
There's no higher level of trust because they're not doing that for me because I 100%, they're like, this dude's a narc.
You look like a narc.
He is 100% a narc.
You are a cop trying to not look like a cop.
They're like, you're a cop on desk duty because you're so out of shape.
Whenever my boyfriend complains that it made too big of a purchase on something, I always tell him, baby, it's an investment. He's going to leave me soon.
Message deleted.
Does your wife do that to you right now, Dave?
Does she pretend like she's making investments?
Like into the house?
Well, so those...
You do get a return on that.
There's a return on that. It depends on what it is, right? But it's kind of the same conversation that I had with her when I was like, baby, can we get a boat?
It's an investment.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
It's an investment in
our
kids' future.
In
making memories.
Making memories.
More memories for your children.
There's nothing more valuable.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So if you know anything about Mahoney at this point, it is that he is a man who loves his food. And I was really surprised yesterday when you and I met up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you told me that you hadn't eaten anything really all day. It was a celebration because we literally closed on the house yesterday, but it got done. I was really worried that it might not, right? Because that would have been a disaster. If it didn't, it did. By the time that we wrapped up the cigars, it was probably, I don't know, 5:30? Five?
Yeah, we were there for about three and a half hours, watching a little bit, watching the games. I had two cigars. Yeah. You know, our wives aren't here, so, you know, we're indulging. So we get done. I hadn't eaten all day, and I'm just starving. And, you know, we say our goodbyes. Dave's paying for everything. I'm like, I run out of there. And as I'm walking to my car, I look over, I'm like, man, I'm starving. And I see just a pizza place. I'm like, ah, okay, it looks like an interesting place. But it's got, like, crazy ratings on Yelp. And I'm like,
good ratings?
Yeah, okay. like 150 ratings, but it's like 4.7 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So like you're like not like, you know, you've got 20 ratings and you got a 5-star review. I like those are all astroturfed. I don't trust it, but like once you clip that like 150 mark, I'm like, and it's not a perfect 5, you're like, that place is probably pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Walk in there, order a pizza, order some fried raviolis, order a black and white cookie.
That's a solid order.
You are going, but you are going to get them calories.
Whether you
spread them out across the day or not, yeah. You are going to consume
one.
Your calories.
It's
all
a binger.
Right, all yeah. Right there, and I get this pizza out. Smells good. The ravioli smell good. I take a picture. I send it to Audrey. But since I live in Queen Creek, and that's about a 20-minute drive, I'm like, the pizza will be fine if it cools down a little bit. But these fried raviolis, on the other hand, these are eating raviolis.
Well, those are driving raviolis.
You had driving raviolis? You're eating ravioli while driving?
Fried raviolis.
Dave, they're basically the chicken nugget form.
Okay.
You know, if you think about it, really. They're like chicken nugget raviolis.
You don't want fried raviolis to get cold. Those are best eaten when they are hot.
But so, too hot could be a disaster as well.
They could. Luckily, they were just right. And so I pop it open. They're sitting on top of the pizza box in my car. And, you know, it's 5:30. So there's still a fair amount of traffic. And I'm taking side streets. And somebody, we are, you know, I forget what street we're driving down. And they, the light turns yellow. Like when we're like getting ready to go through the intersection.
And they stop.
And they just decided to slam on their brakes.
Oh, no. And you've got pizza and everything in there?
I've got open marinara.
Oh, no.
From these raviolis. The raviolis go flying.
Oh.
The marinara. It looks like it's a murder scene inside of my car. But luckily, and tell me this if I went too far here.
Did you lick it all up?
Well, the raviolis didn't hit. They stayed on. I have leather seats.
Yeah.
They were mostly on the leather seats.
Yeah.
I still ate them.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Even if they fell on the ground, I'd be like, yeah.
Who's the person that seats in your passenger seat the most?
My wife.
Okay, yeah, you've been around her butt before. It's fine.
This is Dave and Mahoney. There is a certain person. A certain person. So vile, so arrogant. A middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person who we call Karen.
Karen, why did you do that? Why did you do that?
These are the Karen Chronicles.
Why did you do that, Karen?
There are some people who are put on this earth to complain to management. And if management is not around, they will just complain to the internet. And that is what has really led to the Karen-sance, Mahoney, is that there is more places to complain in 2023 than there's ever been before.
I mean, it is a lifestyle and a haircut. And it's not just women named Karen, because there is the male equivalent, who we call Darren.
So they find really interesting things to complain about, some of these Karens and Darrens, and this one is for something off of Amazon. It is the cat butt tissue holder. So just to explain it to you, it looks like an orange tabby cat, but it holds a box of Kleenex, but you know how normally the Kleenex will come out of the top? The Kleenex comes out of like
the cat's
butt. So
it's like almost like if your dog ate your underwear.
Love that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Uh-huh. Kind of cute, kind of cheeky. Kind of funny.
I mean, literally cat cheeky.
Yeah. 4.6 out of 5 stars. It's close to 1,500 reviews on Amazon.
Okay.
CC said 5 out of 5. My opinion was that it was a little pricey, but I knew that my oldest daughter, who loves tuxedo kitties, she was 3, would love it, and I wasn't wrong. An interesting review here from just M. 5 out of 5. Gave this to my mother. Both of her cats thought it was real. They hissed and growled at it. But 5 out of 5.
Okay.
Okay. Karen Casey, not impressed, said 1 out of 5 stars. I see this as a loophole for this company to sell this as a sex toy disguised as a tissue box holder. This is a cat butt tissue or whatever you want to put in it holder. It really shreds the tissues or anything else that you put in there when you extract it from the cat's rear end. The edges of the hole are quite sharp, and it's hard to position the tissue box so anything you want to fit in there fits correctly. I didn't want to throw this fine product away, so I left our not-so-furry friend out by the trash can while I shopped at the mall because I have money. And when I returned, it was gone!
Okay, I mean, I have a pretty perverse mind. Never in a million years would I think to use that in that way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So it has been real murky what's going on with Jamie Foxx. You know, we found out that he was still in the hospital after multiple weeks, and that was really concerning. Well, now he has actually spoken out from the hospital, which is very good news because we didn't know if it was like he was on life support, if he was even able to talk, like where he was, because they didn't identify, which they don't need to, obviously, like what happened to him. They don't owe that to anyone, but it was pretty surprising when we found out. Yeah. It's been multiple weeks. He's still in the hospital, and then they're asking for like prayers for him, and you're like, yee, that sounds really bad. Well, then a day later, he comes out and basically says that he feels very grateful for all of the people that have been supporting him. He feels blessed. So
even shouted out Nick Cannon, by the way,
which seems weird.
He was like, thanks.
Thanks for covering my show Shazam or whatever for me. But yeah, it's good news that Jamie Foxx is finally speaking out and we're hearing from him, because it was pretty concerning when we initially heard that.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to, it's just a tough situation to be in when you're a celebrity and something bad happens, like especially a medical emergency, and word gets out, then you feel like you have to comment on it. But like, if you're getting, who knows where, who in the family sent the thing to TMZ, like, we're asking for prayers.
Mahoney, can you imagine?
Because then you have to address it.
Can you imagine? You roll your ankle.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't really exercise, you don't do much. So like, this would be a very tragic thing in your life. And the whole world, because you're a famous man,
so
concerned about you that you have to put out a presser.
Yeah.
Would you ask for thoughts and prayers at this time, or would you ask for like gifts?
No, I didn't want any. No, well, I mean, we have a real life situation that kind of happened here on the show where I, you know, during November of 2020, during COVID, I got COVID real bad, got ground glass opacity pneumonia. My blood oxygen was in like the 70s or 60s. You know, I spent
very concerning.
And I spent 10 days in the hospital. We didn't know. Well, I knew I was going to be fine, but my phone broke and they didn't allow family in.
Mentally, like, you were cracking because you couldn't watch your guys' grocery games.
But that was before. That was my life before Guy Fieri.
Oh,
life. I have since found my Lord and Savior, Guy Fieri.
The reason you lived was to appreciate Guy Fieri?
I think so.
Yeah.
The light at the end of the tunnel, and the light was his bleach.
His bleach blonde hair. Why is that light so spiky and covered in gel?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Time to play Tipsy.
Stop singing through the quad.
Or Toddler. A Dave and Mahoney.
Come on, everybody.
Dane is joining us for a round of Tipsy or Toddler. How are you today, Dane?
Doing good.
So this is an easy game. All you have to do is figure out if these things were said by a very drunk person or a little kid. Have you been around any drunk people or any little kids recently?
Drunk people for sure.
Definitely. Okay. So we're just going to, again, read the words that were said. You're trying to figure it out. I'll read you the first one here. Best of luck to you. What's up?
Okay.
What's up? Buddy. Yeah, I know you're hungry. Here you go. Beep boop.
Dan, is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
I'm going to say toddler.
Toddler, because the bee boop is correct. Well done. Let's have a listen.
What's up, buddy? Here, I know you're hungry. Here you go. Beep boop.
Oh, that's a real cute kid, man.
Just the cutest.
All right, Mahoney, take it away with number two whenever you're ready.
Number two. They're saying you're not tomorrow or funny. I'm going to bed. Night.
Tipsy or toddler, Dan?
Tough one. I'm going to say tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Very nice. Two for two.
They're saying you're not tomorrow or funny. I'm going to bed. Night.
All right, so you're doing great, Dan. Here we go on number three. This involves a couple of people, so me and you, Audrey, will go back and forth on this one, okay?
All right.
Oh, no. I peed my pants because I laughed too hard.
You did a what?
Is that tipsy or toddler, Dan?
Oh, man. Let's say tipsy.
Tipsy is incorrect. I'm sorry. That was a toddler, but it's very possible because we have known adults to sometimes pee their pants when they laugh too hard.
Oh, no. I pee my pants because I laughed too hard.
You did what?
We've been there, kid. All right. Mm-hmm. Here we go on to number four. Dan, you get this one correct, and you win today.
Okay.
Mahoney, Audrey, whenever you're ready.
How old are you?
This is my Avengers wristwatch. Push!
Is that tipsy or toddler, Dan, for the win?
Boy. Let's say toddler.
Toddler is incorrect. I'm sorry. Okay, you got one more chance here. Okay. You got to get this one right.
Let's
hear the audio.
Let's hear the audio, Dave.
Oh.
How old are you?
This is my, like, Avengers wristwatch.
Ew, I hate her laugh.
How old are you?
This is my, like, Avengers wristwatch.
I hate her.
I bet she's a good time. Yeah. I bet she is.
She sounds fun.
I like that. I was like, instant, like, spirit. Hate her, and you both were like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, final one. Here we go. It all comes down to this, Dan. You get this right, you win. Okay. If you don't, you lose. Here we go. Person one, I think you're good.
No, I'm not good. Listen, I'm just cute.
How could Dan possibly get... There's just nothing in this.
It's a tough one. Hey, we're giving away good stuff.
All right, Dan, that's all you get.
Okay.
Tips to your toddler for the win.
I've been wrong before, but I'm going to say toddler, I guess.
Toddler is correct.
I don't know how you did it.
Wow.
Masterful performance, Dan. Masterful.
Let's have a listen.
I think you're good.
No, I'm not good. I'm this cute.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So this is really interesting. Mercedes-Benz electric vehicle owners in North America who want a little more power and speed for their car can actually get an additional 60 or 80 horsepower, which is interesting because it's a fairly standard thing, right? If you want to buy a car with a bigger engine, that's been a standard part of Americana with the V4 and the V6 and the V8 for many years. But there is something new that they are trying to do that I absolutely hate with this.
What's Mercedes trying to do now, Dave?
Well, we've seen other car companies toy around with this before as well. But they're saying that if you want more horsepower, the great news is
you got to pay for it, huh?
You don't even have to leave your driveway. You don't have to go get another car.
You don't got to get a tune-up. You don't got to put a turbo on it.
None of that stuff.
A Flowmaster?
Nope. All they're going to do is send you a little software patch, and then you'll have more horsepower. And you're like, okay, well, I can just buy more horsepower and, for 60 months or whatever, I can get 60 horsepower and it's just a flat rate. No. They're trying to start playing the subscription game. Buyers can bypass the monthly subscription fee if they want to pay a large annual subscription. But what they're trying to do now is going, okay, 60 horsepower costs you an additional $60 a month, or 80 horsepower, that's $90 a month. So on top of your already fairly expensive car payment, now you're having to pay for things that are just readily available.
That are already built into the car. Yeah. I paid the money. It's there. The ability is there to use it, but now I have to pay. So you're making my car purposefully worse? Did we not learn anything about like American-made cars in the 70s? And then how Toyota and Honda became the powerhouses that they did when American cars were being obsolete after 5 years and Toyotas were making cars that were lasting 15, 20 years. Like, you keep doing this stuff, and the consumers, yes, I get it, Mercedes is in a tier of itself because it's a luxury premium car, but buyers are going to go, nah, man, I know, don't pee on my head and tell me that it's raining. Like, this is...
But isn't Toyota one of the ones that initiated the...
BMW.
There was a car fob.
It was a fob thing.
To open it up, and Toyota, they quickly said no on that.
I mean, I just feel like whenever we're talking about cars in general, the price point is always, or already, just astronomical right now. And I feel like you're just going to start cutting the market where people are just not going to be able to afford cars.
Let me buy my car outright and not have to pay on it for the rest of my life.
When you buy something, you should not have to pay additional money for it if you have purchased that thing as a whole, right? Yeah. And so like the add-ons and everything else, that's where it really starts.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, registration fees.
Yeah, government.
Yeah, government. I'm looking at you. Why do I have to pay on top
Joe
of my
Biden.
Car? Yeah, Biden.
Obama. Trump.
Yeah, all of you. I just paid for this car. What do you mean I have to register it every year? That is actually dumb. That really does make me mad.
I mean, I understand why they have to do it, but I'm with you. I'm also pissed.
But why can't I just register it for free? You know, like, here is my name attached to this car.
It's kind of like property tax. It's like, okay, so let's say that you buy a house and you fully pay it off. You still have to pay $1,500 a month forever.
Taxation is
death. Yeah. We say that while we drove on our nice safe roads with stoplights on the way to work today.
What do you mean? It's got potholes? Safe for who?
Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So guys, one of the iconic diets from our time growing up, at least Mahoney, the Jenny Craig diet is closing down. Well, it is all done.
I don't know if it was a diet or wasn't it more of like an organization that promoted like a lifestyle dieting, not like it wasn't like a specific diet?
They were founded in 1983 as a way to help people lose weight. Yeah. And the brand became a pretty big household name and it really did become a lifestyle.
It was a part of all sorts of childhood insults.
But, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If it involved your mom and Jenny Craig, we were fighting.
It's 40 years this company has been in business. Man. Finally shutting it down. The company operated with about 500 employees. They had franchise stores in the U.S. and Canada. It now employs about 1,000 people. So, I mean, it sucks to see anyone losing their job, but I mean, it just changed so much the diet industry over the years.
It's different now.
And now there's just like, you can just take a shot and be skinny, I guess, with the Ozempic craze and all that.
Which is pretty wild how well that's working.
I'm not going to do that, though.
I mean, I'm not a candidate for that.
Somebody else, you do it, but it's like, I mean, I could probably, I mean, obviously I'm overweight, but like.
You got the BMI to qualify?
I do have the BMI.
You got that BMI to qualify. I like that. That rhymes. But I mean, I really do feel like, I mean, yes, it's sad that all these people are losing their jobs, Dave, you're right. But I mean, there are so many competitors and we are a that's what America kind of is competition. Yeah. And there are so many, you can go down the road and get meal prep services, walk straight through the door, get your 10 meals and take them right home.
See, that's I don't even think they provided meals. If I mean, Weight Watchers always did. Weight Watchers is still going around.
The Jenny Craig is almost like a recipe formula. Like, yeah, if you follow this formula, if you buy into what we're telling you to count your macros and blah, 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 then it's like you still have to do all the work.
It's a name that I'm sure will probably get bought by somebody else. We'll see some weird, kind of like how Kodak is. You know, you see like a Kodak TV, you're like, what?
You know, you said something interesting, Audrey, that they have the recipe for it, and if you follow that recipe, but the problem is that you still have to do all of the work.
All of the work.
And that's what people don't want to do when it comes to dieting. Nobody wants to do all of the work, which is why all of the Ozempic and the Wegovy and all of that stuff, where you just take a shot once a week and the weight falls off. I have a friend that was just telling me about how one of their girlfriends had started using the Ozempic, and it was crazy how fast they were losing weight. So, whether or not that it actually will stay off, who knows? Because we're still pretty new in that.
That's all fad dieting, anyways. I mean, everybody's got something to say about a way that somebody's choosing to live their life.
I've tried every fad diet, and the thing is, it's the only thing that changes anything is actual real work, and I won't do it.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Eating right?
Nope.
Getting enough sleep?
Working out?
Working out?
Man, I had a road pizza yesterday.
You ate that pizza on the road? Road Mahoney? He sent me a photo of that, by the way.
Road pizza. My man. That's why you got that BMI to qualify.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You know the songs, but do you know them when they sound this bad? It's Cover Your Ears.
Dave and Mahoney.
All right, Tina, we're going to get right into this. 30 seconds on the clock for each one of these songs. You got to get the artist and the name of the song for a full point. Are you ready?
I hope so. Yeah.
We'll find out real quick. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock and cover your ears.
You got to squeeze a little, tease a little more. Easy operator coming, knocking on my door. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little miss innocent, sugar me, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give a little more. Take the bottle. Shake it up. Break the bubble. Break it up.
Now, that is from an artist named The Fedora Guy.
Okay. Oh, he sounds like a Fedora guy.
He sure does. 81 views on that bad boy. But artist on the song, do you know it, Tina?
Yes, Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah, not necessarily a great performance of it, but good enough for you. Full point, well done.
I'm just glad they uploaded it to YouTube, Dave.
This next one is from Surface Vandermeer. 294 views on this bad boy. You're doing great, Tina. Here we go on to number two.
Non-stop science, spit a limit. Nobody's gonna slow me down like you will. Gonna spit in, but nobody's gonna maze me around. Hey, Satan! Hey, my juice! Fling and rookie man! Hey, mama! Ugh. Look at me! I'm on my way to the promised land.
You know, it's not for lack of trying necessarily, but
maybe if there was some backing music, it would have
added a little reverb. Stop.
The acapella was pretty rough there.
That's
like,
horrible.
When you hear some of those artists, like they're doing a concert and you get the board mix, when there's no music underneath them, you're like, ooh.
I'm concerned for his vocal cords.
That's when the artist is pissed off an engineer.
Tina, what do you got? Do you know it? Artist and song?
AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Okay. Two for two.
Nailing it. Awesome. All right, this next one is the least popular one that we've played so far. It's only got 71 views on this one, but you're doing great. Here we go on to number three. I feel like that should be a layup for you, considering how well you're doing. What do you think?
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Crushing the game.
I was really excited to be able to hear that. Wow! I was hoping they would get to it, but I guess we got the The berry got dangled.
Okay. Tina, if you get this one correct, you are going to win this game. This is from Anarchy Unleashed. It's got 44 views on this bad boy, so it's the least popular one that we have on the list so far today. Good luck.
One look could kill my pain. All three. I want to love you, but I better not touch. Don't touch. I want to hold you. Just senses tell me to stop. I want to kiss you, but I want it too much. Well, I
want to teach
you, but your lips
are beautiful. Do you know it?
Sounds like Alice Cooper, Poison.
For the win, that is correct.
The paint girlfriend. She legit was like, just three, sink, 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 sink.
Devin Booker out here. That was tough. You want to try to go 5 for 5 just for the fun of it, not a single lifeline used?
Okay.
Just for the fun of it. Let's just see.
Baby, if I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I'm living without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining.
All right, Tina, do we know it?
Bad Company, Feel Like Making Love.
You know, Copper in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, called you the Steph Curry of classic rock.
Yes.
Well done.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, you're a big fan of the show Survivor, and you have been for many years. And I think that that was the first show that brought in the, hey, let's start voting people out. And I mean, I think so, because I know Big Brother's been doing it for a long time as well. But I think Survivor was the first one where the game show included everyone else getting together
and doing a vote,
booting somebody out of the clan. And, you know, like real dramatic with a little torch and all of that. And we're seeing that still happening today, not just on Survivor and Big Brother and reality programming, but also in real life. And I'm actually very much here for this.
What happened now, Dave?
So it was the Ryan Steakhouse of the Skies, Frontier Airlines. There was a flight from Trenton, New Jersey to Atlanta that happened on Monday. And I guess there was somebody's recording this because, of course, they were. They posted on TikTok. There was a verbal altercation between a couple and a flight attendant and then another passenger that was sitting a few rows away. And mind your own blanking business. A female passenger can be heard yelling on the plane. So it's sitting on the tarmac and it's delaying everyone from taking off because people are screaming at each other.
So hold on real quick for clarity. She was arguing with her husband on the plane.
Yes.
Loud enough for everyone to hear.
Yeah, and so the flight attendant got involved, but then somebody else that was sitting nearby also got involved, and so everyone's kind of yelling at each other. They're still on the ground. They're stuck there, and then they eventually go, okay, we got to solve this, and they call in the ground crew, and they escort the couple off of the plane that was keeping this thing on the ground, but then they say, hey, like this other woman that was arguing with this couple as well was also being really disruptive, and she made a really big mistake. She said, if you can hear me and want me removed from the flight, raise your hand, because they were talking about taking her off. And then everyone was like,
did everybody raise their hand?
Everyone raised their hand.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah, and boop, off she goes.
Wow.
Yeah, she...
what an idiot.
Yeah, like, just shut up. Like,
did her husband go with her?
You don't know. So, no, the couple got booted off first. It was the other woman who was arguing. I don't know if she had somebody with her or not.
Oh.
But they didn't get removed. It was just her because, like, she was also being combative and not, like, helping the situation. Like,
escalate.
I actually like the person that's, like, chirping the things that I would want to say to the couple. Like, I appreciate that.
If it's funny.
If it's funny. But if you're just, like, making things worse and keeping us on the ground, like, everyone's got stuff to do, man. Stop.
I'm on a Frontier flight. This already sucks. I'm on a Frontier flight in Trenton, New Jersey.
It doesn't get much worse than this, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you.
Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY
and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If y'all had to choose a different occupation other than the Dave and Mahoney Show, what would it be?
Message deleted.
People always ask us this.
Audrey, if you had to choose something else, what would you do? no backup plan. All right, cool, Mahoney.
No, I really have none. I've always thought that I was going to be doing something in this realm. I mean, what else could you say that you would do? Sales?
$1 million real estate.
Yeah, but there's a lot of paperwork, man. Like,
no, I got an assistant.
You're going to have an assistant?
In my fake world, yeah.
Okay.
Mahoney, you have to, like, walk a lot in real estate.
I'm just going to be the guy who...
You have to give up your Saturdays.
Nah, that's why I got assistants.
Oh, you're just going to have assistants do all the work?
Yeah.
You're just going to...
Yeah.
Because it's such a compelling face
you have. I'm the guy on the bus board. That's who I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Honestly, none of us really have any discernible talent outside of doing this. Nope. And it's not even that it's really, if you listen to it, you know, not that good of a radio show. Our only discernible skill is just showing up early every day.
And we get along with each other.
We're all friends. And yeah, and being here, existing.
But you have to do that every day. Forever. No, we do what we love. You know, that's, I think, one of the things that we're blessed to do. Like, this is what I wanted to do almost my entire life. Same thing with you, same thing with Audrey.
I mean, Audrey grew up in the business. You know, there's pictures of you sitting in the DJ chair
like
with the headphones
old,
on
yeah.
when you were a kid. I've told the story before about, you know, me and my buddy Rick used to have one of those old school karaoke machines that you plug a couple of microphones into, and we'd sit there with our rack of Van Halen and Metallica tapes and do a fake radio show for hours on end every single weekend. Every opportunity we had to do that, it was called the Scooter and Doo-Doo Show. I was Scooter, he was Doo-Doo, on KPIG.
Stop it. That is the most radio thing I've ever heard. Yeah, I bet you there actually is a Scooter and Doo-Doo show, and they do snort.
After all of these years, I've still not been brave enough. My mom kept a cassette of one of our fake radio shows.
Oh, no.
And
you have never played that?
I've never played that.
Dave?
First off, I don't have a cassette player, so I don't even know what it sounds like, but I definitely have it in my possession.
Okay, so the Gen Zs love cassettes. They love everything that's just not of nostalgia. The cassette tape, you have to be able to find one, at least on Amazon.
For sure. I'm sure I could find one. I'm just also a little nervous because I'm like...
You don't like being embarrassed, huh?
No, I'm fine with it, I guess. I'm worried that I was better then.
Fair.
I'm currently looking up KPIG. Yeah. It's licensed out of Freedom, California.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Classic rock station, and they got a cool-looking pig as a logo.
Because, of course, they
so
do.
So, unfortunately,
it's taken.
Yeah, you can't get
it. Or maybe I was the inspiration for that.
Maybe.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Does anyone else agree that people are too addicted to their AirPods?
Message deleted.
My friend, that is not an addiction to AirPods. That is an addiction to not having to put up with other people's BS. If you have your AirPods in, almost no one will bother you.
Wait, I have they are my emotional support headphones. If I am out in like an environment that's new, or if I'm uncomfortable, or if I'm just feeling kind of like anxious for the day, like if I'm going to the grocery store, yeah. I will put my headphones in.
So people don't bother you?
No, so that I have like a sense of like, it's comfortable.
Oh, okay.
I walk around.
Exclusively. Like the other day I was on, and this is pretty bad, I think. You guys tell me. Pretty bad airplane etiquette. So there was a lady that was sitting right next to me on the flight, mm-hmm. and she had her laptop open. And I guess maybe she just didn't put it together, but she, you know how you can have your text messages go to your laptop as
sure.
well?
Sure.
She had to have been on a group thread with like 50 people because it was just constantly dinging.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be like, can you please mute your laptop? Because I don't know.
You don't want to have to fight somebody.
I'm a coward.
On an airplane.
And so I just put my AirPods in and didn't even have any music going. I was just like, don't want to hear it.
When I walk around in like my neighborhood,
yeah,
you know, I'll wear my AirPods.
Yeah.
But I keep them on. I don't even listen to music 90% of the time because
what?
No. Because I don't like walking out in public without being able to hear all of my surroundings. If somebody comes behind me. So I keep them on transparency mode. So I'm walking around with just headphones in transparency mode.
Why even put the headphones in?
I mean, if I get a call or something, I don't have to hold
the phone.
Okay,
well, that makes sense. Yeah, y'all are silly. Why did you not turn on music when you were in the airplane?
I just wasn't ready to commit to a playlist.
You are
honest.
So silly.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
When you think about some of the recent NFL players that have retired, there is few that I have more respect for than J.J. Watt. I mean, he did so much good stuff. Remember the hurricane that happened down in Houston?
Oh, yeah.
He rallied hundreds of millions of dollars together. J.J. Watt just seems like a really good guy.
And during COVID times, too, raised a whole bunch of money for charity. I mean, you think about just good dudes, he's one of them, you know?
J.J. Watt is towards the top of that list for sure. But now him and his wife, now that he's retired, he is getting into another business that we've actually seen a decent amount of celebrities get into. I mean, we've seen a lot of celebrities invest in sports clubs.
Not crypto. He's not going the crypto route.
He's not turning into a crypto, bro. We did see a story the other day about Snoop Dogg investing
into an NHL team, which I thought was really interesting because, you know, Snoop Dogg being a hockey owner, like what a time to be alive, right? But something that a lot of celebrities have been doing recently, including like Ryan Reynolds, is investing in becoming owners of these English soccer clubs. And maybe it's becoming like more and more trendy. If you think about anything that's probably going to get like the American population to really accept soccer for the great sport that it is. I mean, it really is a lot of fun to watch.
But it's not America's sport.
It's not America's sport. And I don't think it'll ever be America's sport.
But it's becoming it's more popular now in America than it ever has been.
Right. And so if there's something that could really help to kind of elevate that, you know, somebody like Ryan Reynolds is a, a huge
tying
movie star.
Tying a massive celebrity to it, for sure.
Well, you know, do you know about how that came about? The Ryan Reynolds and Rob McGalney, the guy from It's Always Sunny, Mac. They decided they bought this team for like $2.5 million and then decided to do the documentary on it.
Yeah.
They've already like quintupled their investment on there, but they're not moving the team. It's moving up because like, I don't know if you've paid attention to like how the English Soccer League works.
Yeah, like you get promoted
There's
to the
five
Premier
divisions.
League.
Yeah. I mean, we've learned a little bit about it through Ted Lasso. But where they bought and versus where, you know, the Ted Lasso team is, you know, the Greyhounds, that's like still three divisions.
So they got some work to do.
Yeah, yeah. But they're making a lot of money. But is that what J.J. Watt's doing now?
J.J. Watt and his wife said, I'm officially retiring from retirement, kind of just watch. And so he goes on to talk about, because his wife was actually a soccer star herself.
Oh, yeah. That's where they met.
Yeah, and so he said that when you invest in a club that's been around since 1882, you have to have a great respect for its history and tradition. But J.J. Watt and his wife are jumping in. So they are new investors in this soccer club, and I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it.
I would just like to see him play one game and tackle somebody.
Just go out there as the as the goalie. Try it.
Try it.
Try it. Dave Mahoney.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog Will Hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
We've heard a lot of creative excuses over the years of people who get caught with drugs. Sometimes they'll find drugs in someone's bra and they'll be like, oh, the wind just blew it in there. Or the most common one, they find some drugs in your pocket and they're like, these are my cousin's jeans.
I've got no respect, Dave, for anybody who doesn't butt smuggle drugs. You're just not committed and you deserve to get caught and serve time.
So this fella, his name is Daniel Barrera. He's 34 years old. He was pulled over in Clearwater, Florida. And this is actually, I believe, too much to butt smuggle. He had a large clear bag, 29.7 grams.
They say you feel like a whole raccoon up there.
A whole raccoon? Mm-hmm. Who says that?
The people online.
Science. Science. There's a scientist who definitely did that.
Is it a normal raccoon?
Or 29 grams is nothing.
That feels like a...
I mean...
It's a kitty litter fed
also,
raccoon.
Can we just not use grams? Can we use ounces? Yeah. Tell me in ounces. I don't know metric.
Now, he swore that it was not drugs, even though it did test positive for heroin. He said, no. That is... My family sent that to me from Guatemala. That is our family chili powder recipe. And they're like, it's not.
Anybody?
I would say, go on.
Also,
first
Audrey,
off, that chili sounds awesome.
You know, anybody who's lived in the South, every family has
a recipe,
has their own shake, has their own mix, their own seasoning.
They do. I don't know if this is bad on me for being a Southerner. I've changed my family recipe.
No, you have to. That's a rite of passage. You become your own.
I changed it because I'm an individual.
See, I'm from...
I have taken my chili recipe rogue.
She is a unique snowflake.
I'm from the least
spicy...
I added
corn.
She's a corn star.
Exactly.
I'm from the least spicy place on the planet, St. Louis, Missouri.
That is the least spicy place on the planet.
That is how you describe St. Louis, the least spicy city in America.
It is a 1 out of 10.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you.
Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
And leave a...
Leave a message.
This is the voicemail.
Have any of you ever thought of going back to school? Oh, wait, did any of you idiots actually graduate?
Message deleted.
Graduate from what specifically?
I graduated from a broadcasting school.
Okay.
23 years ago.
And look at that, worked out.
I also went to three community colleges.
And first off, Audrey did graduate from the University of Kentucky.
Go Cats.
Very proud of that. But Mahoney, you are talking about enrolling in a fourth community college.
Tommy's been talking the talk.
As you know, I'm an international man of business now.
Oh, okay.
Because you set up an LLC?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to
LegalZoom.com or whatever.
Hey, man. It's America's.
Yeah. What?
Business partner. Oh, that's what LegalZoom is.
Okay.
Take some business classes.
You're going to take some business classes?
Business classes.
Learn how to properly run that limited liability corporation.
Okay. Well, good luck on that.
Yeah. You know, in order to properly run that business, because the business is just you.
Yeah.
You have to do something that is worth money. It's not like you have a whole bunch of like funding to worry about. It's not like you're doing Series A.
I'm gonna get some seeders.
Seed money.
Seed money.
You don't know what that means.
We are already incredibly douchey as a